Open Windows, July the 8th. Christ's knowledge of self. We were dead and buried with him in baptism, so that just as he was raised from the dead by that splendid revelation of the Father's power, so too we might rise to life on a new plane altogether. If we have, as it were, shared his death, let us rise and live our new lives with him. Romans 6, verse 5. In our union with Christ in his death, we cease and he begins, and from the beginning he becomes the all. That is a progressive thing, as well as a basic thing. It is a thing all-inclusive in its meaning, in its intent, but it is also progressive. We have to accept the fullness of that thing in an act. We have to take the position quite definitely and consciously that now, in accepting our union with Christ in his death, this is to work out in our having no more place at all, and that wherever we come into evidence, we shall be smitten, we shall be put aside, and shall not be allowed to go on. We have to accept that, once for all, in a definite act of commitment, that from henceforth, everything that is of the old self is going to be smitten unsparingly with that cross. And whenever self comes in, it will not be allowed to have a standing. We had better settle it once for all, and have a dealing with the Lord on that inclusive, comprehensive and utter ground, that he will make his own meaning in that real. Not our understanding of it, not our grasp or apprehension of it, not what we think of it to be I, which is to be forbidden, but what he knows to be the I. Not the measure of our knowledge of ourselves, but his knowledge of us. There will be revealed a very great deal more that is I than has ever entered into our thoughts or imaginations. Self, then, not as we know it, but as he knows it through and through, is to be brought under the power of that cross, and this we accept in an act.